أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟ وجوه يومئذ خاشعة، عاملة ناصبة، تصلى نارا حامية، تسقى من عين آنية، ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع، لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع. صدق الله العظيم. These are the verses, the first verses of Surah Al-Ghashiyah, and again they were revealed to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Makki portion of his life before his hijrat. In this surah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about a unique actuality of the day of Qiyamah with regards to people, that in this world they toiled, but their toil was not in accordance to the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah says, هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ الْغَاشِيَةِ, that the story, the event of the one that covers, the one that envelops, the one that overcomes, not come to you. In other words, الْغَاشِيَةِ, here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala refers to the day of Qiyamah, that on the day of Qiyamah, man will be overcome, man will be overwhelmed, man will be enveloped and covered by the events and the happenings of the day of Qiyamah. No matter who that insan will be, there will be that condition that will overcome a person, and that person will be overwhelmed on the day of Qiyamah. And hence here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala calls the day of Qiyamah Al-Ghashiyah. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes a particular group of people, وُجُوهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ خَاشِعَةٍ, that on that day faces will be disgraced. The word خَاشِعَةٍ comes from the word خُشُوع. خُشُوع refers to humility. خُشُوع refers to dedication. خُشُوع refers to when one humbles himself, like a person performs salat in this world, and he performs it with khushu, he performs it with dedication, he is humbled in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But here when Allah ta'ala uses this word khashi'a, Allah uses it in the term of being disgraced, that faces will be in total and absolute disgrace. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala further qualifies and describes this, amilatun nasiba, that those faces, those individuals will be amila, they labored, they toiled in this world, nasiba, but at the same time they will be worn out. That on the one hand, there was a great deal of toil in this world, but on the other hand, they will be absolutely worn out, that they will not have any energy. And who are these people Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is referring to? Perhaps there is no better example than the example that we find in the life of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that when he went on that momentous journey to Ash-Sham on his way to Palestine, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had walked past a monastery and there was a monk. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu looked at this monk and he began to cry. And people asked Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, why are you crying, O Amirul Mu'mineen? So he replied and he said, look at this man, he is so feeble, he is so weak, look at his face, you can see the effects of his toil, but at the same time, and his clothes were also tattered, and this man has made an endeavor, but all of it is a failing endeavor, all of it is a useless endeavor, not acceptable. And then Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, read this part of the surah, وُجُوهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ خَاشِعَةٍ عَامِلَةٌ نَاصِبَةٍ, that they toiled in this world, but obviously the toil was not an acceptable toil in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They left their communities, they left their families, they went out to monasteries, monotheism, hermetism, and all of it, but obviously not for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and hence that will be their condition on the day of Qiyamah. Perhaps the crime of Amirul Mu'mineen should strike our hearts also, that we make endeavors in this world and sometimes those endeavors are not according to the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and perhaps it may be according to the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but there are other motives that have come between us and Allah, there are the intentions that come between us and Allah. May Allah safeguard us. And the result is that on that day then people will be disgraced, that the whole life they had passed, they had toiled, but all of it has been a fruitless endeavor. Allah ta'ala says, tusqa min aynin aniya, that they will be made to drink from the tasla naran hamia, they will be thrown into the fire. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again qualifies the word fire, naran, with the word hamia, that will be blazingly hot. Fire is generally hot, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to emphasize that that fire will be of such a magnitude that the fire of this world has absolutely no comparison to it. Tusqa min aynin aniya. And when they are in that blazing fire, they will obviously feel the thirst. They will feel that their bodies are now dehydrating. They would have the desire to drink some water, and they will be made to drink from that ayn, from that fountain, aniya, that will also be boiling. That usually when we experience the springs of this world, we will experience those springs that are cool and refreshing. Then we will get those waters that come out filled with heat from the springs of this world, but that will be water that will be heated by the fire of Jahannam, and obviously that will never be able to quench the thirst of any individual. Commentators wrote that when they drink from this water, their lips and their tongues and their gullet and their intestines will all burn out because of the intensity of the heat of that water. لَيْسَ لَهُمْ طَعَامٌ إِلَّا مِنْ ضَرِيعٍ, and there will be no food for them but the food of dhari'. Certain commentators have explained that dhari' will be a thorny tree. Some have expressed it in the form of a thorny cactus that they will eat from, that will be absolutely thorny, and there will be nothing for them in it. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says further, la yusminu wa la yughni min ju', it will neither nourish them nor would it be of any assistance, any help or avail from their hunger. That that hunger will still remain, they will not be nourished because of it. In other words, there will be absolutely no benefit from it whatsoever. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about three different kinds of foods for the people of the fire of Jahannam. One is the dhari' that they speak about here. In the hadith it comes that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about this dhari', then the Arabs used to call one type of grass which the camels would eat from, and they said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam that the dhari' that your Quran speaks about is something that is fattening for our animals, so we will be able to sustain ourselves from it. So Allah Ta'ala says, لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع, it will neither nourish them nor avail them from the hunger. So that is one kind of food. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala speaks about ghislin in the Quran, which will be the pus and the blood from the people of the fire of Jahannam that will burn their bodies, and then that will form in the form of pus, and that will they will be made to eat and drink from it. And then the other is Allah Ta'ala speaks about shajaratu zakum, that that is a tree that emanates from the very bottom and the very pit of the fire of Jahannam, and they will be made to eat from that. And now a person may ask, how is it possible that this kind of trees will be in the fire of Jahannam? It ought to be burnt out. But Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system knows no bounds and no limitations, that all of it will be fanned by the fire of Jahannam, and all of it will be made to grow in the fire of Jahannam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect us. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.